At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP.
Brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, yes, sir. Paint your face. Paint your face. Pump up the muscles. Tie strings around the biceps. Tassels on your boots. Snort. Snort. And go sprinting down O Street. The ultimate Husker. We need somebody to create that.
The ultimate Husker.
with ultimate warrior face paint and music. Scarlet and cream, tassels everywhere. A big N. See, that's so instead of the W, it's an N. It's an N, right? Right? It's an N. Yeah, we need somebody. We need some listener to come up with that for us. practicing for Ovechkin's next goal sets him 3 away. 3 away. He's right around the corner. So in having the conversations about recruiting and transfer portal and forward for NCAA. And while we do not know the role, responsibility, or boundaries of the NCAA forward. Like, I don't know. Somebody asked me this the other day. Will the NCAA be around in 2030? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know because of all the things, the legal battles that are happening, Supreme Court this, state Supreme Court that, state rulings versus national rulings, exclusory lawsuits that the business is model is set. There'll be a class action suit of lower programs against the higher programs and asking for them to subsidize if you're going to exclude them from being able to do business as they are. Right? The ne'er-do-wells are saying, no, we will rise up because you can't exclude us. You can't force us to spend this amount of money to be in this business. And then they'll have to turn it into clubs and sanctioned groups and otherwise. But what the NCAA has said to this point and 25-26 forward is that, and I'll read it the way it was written so that to be clear. The proposed, air quotes, proposed revenue sharing model, NCAA 1, schools will be allowed to directly make payments to their athletes up to a tentative annual revenue sharing cap of $20.5 million. And that's a cap. Now, Bob, seems like that's rock solid, right?
Yeah.
In the amount.
Yeah, that's been the number they've been going with.
Except 5 of the power brokers in this group have already said there's zero chance we're only spending $20.5 million. They already told you. We set aside $25 million, $27 million, $30 million. They've already told you. So there's the implied cap, and then there's the folks who are already looking for loopholes. And then you'd ask the question, of those people who are doing that sort of business, is Nebraska one of them? Can they be one of them? Should they be one of them? So, Bob, being that Nebraska is one of few programs where the football program does such high volume revenue and profit, does not receive help from the university, financial help from the university in full, so it's kind of an offset. Should Nebraska, and you as a Nebraska fan, do you want Nebraska to limit this to $20.5 million?
No, I'd rather have a little bit more.
Right?
Yeah.
And then It's the thing that I've been asking since I got here. What is the priority for Nebraska athletics and Nebraska football? What's at the top of the pyramid? And I kept saying all along that the things that were happening will tell you that winning was not at the top of the pyramid. Winning for the fan is at the top of the pyramid. But for the people in charge, that's not necessarily true. The dollar was at the top of the pyramid. Bach, what do you think is at the top of the pyramid today?
Well, I would think probably the dollar still. That seems to be.
Right?
Yeah.
That because there is a group. The fans don't get to dictate what the amount is going to be and how it's going to be distributed. Or why. The fans want wins above everything else. Is that fair?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a fair thing to say. That no matter transfer portal, NIL, Husker fans generally, majoritatively want success. They want winning. And success is winning. I don't think success is the most revenue, but I think that winning will dictate more the most revenue. Right? That's a fair thing. Now, we'll go further into this thing. The cap is estimated to grow up to around $30 million per year over the next 10 years. So they're figuring, okay, 2035, it'll be $30 million. Now,
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Based on NFL cap calculations, that number's low. That number's really low. Because if you're telling me that the Power 4 programs are only going to increase by 25% over the next 10 years, I will tell you that is a flawed and failed business model for this group. Because at the top of their pyramid is what, Bach?
Money.
Money. So that's the focus. And if you tell me, now if you say 25% increase is the goal and the mission that's in your GPS, they will absolutely achieve that. Period. Point blank. Oh, we need 5 more million over the next 10 years. That's $500,000 a year. That's all. Nebraska has people who will write that check every year by themselves, one person. On top of everything else, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So then the question becomes, and let's just use flat $20 million. That football is projected to eat up, wow, 77% of said cap. You could say 75, just grins and giggles. Grins and giggles. 75%, which puts every football player, the 105 people on the roster, at a baseline or at least an average of $140,000 per. Now, what I would also imagine is that at the bottom of this 105, the bottom 25, they're probably going to receive less than that. Top 25 will receive, in my mind, at least half of whatever that pool is. Grins and giggles again, we can say, let's say $10.5 million. $10 million. Starters, right? First five. Bach? Can you win in the Big Ten paying 20 players $250,000 a year?
It's tough to say. Win the championship?
Isn't that the goal? Top of the pyramid.
Well, Bach. I don't know.
Top of the pyramid.
Is winning the Big Ten championship the goal, or is getting to the playoffs the goal?
I don't know. You as a Husker fan, what do you want?
I would say make it to the playoffs, because that's where I kind of thought of Indiana, and they might be, again, an outlier to the situation where they made it to the playoffs with probably less of a NIL fund than others.
But it's possible.
Possible, yeah.
Like, we just saw that you can come from nowhere and get to the playoffs.
But I don't think they'd win the Big Ten.
Yeah, but they got to the playoffs.
Right.
What would you as a fan, as a Husker fan, would you rather win the Big Ten or just get the playoffs?
Well, I think you'd obviously make the playoffs if you win the Big Ten.
Uh-huh.
But
you just said, yeah. Indiana didn't win the Big Ten.
No. But you'd rather be positioned. I think no.
If we said get to the championship, Big Ten championship game?
Be solid too. It's just you got to. There was a conference drought since 1999, and now the conferences are harder to win. So at some point, you'd like. It's hard to imagine as a mediocre program or whatever. But back in Nebraska's heyday, there was never a goal to get to the Big 12 championship, play in the Big 8 championship, don't win it.
Is not mediocre? Isn't that kind of the goal? As Alexander Ovechkin said immediately following winning the Stanley Cup, our goal is to not suck next year. We will not suck. And that, I really need to understand what the power pyramid is for the administrators and then what the power pyramid is for Husker fans. So as Husker fans, I've been asking for 5 years and I never get it, I get clear answer. What is the mission? What's the mission? What is the mission? The only finish line that exists, right? The finish line that anything else is unacceptable because we're talking business, we're talking finance, we know that winning leads to better finance. We know that. So we can't say, well, the focus is money. No, winning makes more money. People will give you more money if it's winning. I will not pay more for poop. I will not pay more for not suck. Is that reasonable?
Yeah, it's always hard to, I get why you say that, but it's hard to find that answer because it's changing over the years, whereas this is a program that fired 2 9-win coaches, right? So you would think maybe 9-plus wins and look good doing it is the way to get there. But then you live to look at the last 10 years, and that's it wasn't even close to happening, and obviously guys got more than 1 year.
Can we not suck?
that's the goal right now.
I want to go through some more of these numbers because the numbers are fascinating. So we will finish that up. DP, Bach, 1-on-1, the ticket.